I'd like to be Magdim two short Hagdomas. The first Hagdoma is something that I heard from a Blazer Silver who was Maspid last week, Avram Shmulevitz. He mentioned a steer and Chazal. Chazal say, Kosher misosan shel tzadikim k'servis beis elokeinu. In another place, there's a Chazal that says, Yoisim k'servis beis elokeinu. Kosher silukun shel tzadikim yoisim k'servis beis elokeinu. If I understood correctly, he said there are two aspects. It's hard for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take away tzaddikim from the world like it was hard to burn the Beis HaMikdash. Silukon shel tzaddikim means when they are removed. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're never removed. Removed there means they're removed from us. And sometimes the way we relate to the tzaddikim and to the silukun of tzaddikim, it could be times when for us it's harder because how we accept the hashpa. Sometimes we can get the hashpa from a tzaddik in a way that we could not get from the Beis HaMikdash. I'd like to be magdim a second hakdoma, and that is that the Chofetz Chaim writes in the hakdoma of Chofetz Chaim of Shmir Saloshin that the Gemara tells us that the second Beis HaMikdash was chor because of Sinas Chinam. And Sinas Chinam is at the root of Lashon Hara. I would like to talk about Rabbi Avraham Shmulevitz. The Mir Yeshiva had a crown jewel, and we lost it. And speaking about him is speaking about Ben Olam L'Chaveroi, which is at the root of the Chor Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Michal Zilber spoke two weeks ago in the yeshiva, and he said, Rabbi Avraham Shmulevitz was the Yelad Shashum of the Mir Yeshiva. Yelad Shashum of the Mir Yeshiva doesn't mean today. It was for the last 60 years. He grew up in the building at Rehov Beis Yosef 3. He grew up with it, and all the milas and the midas of our great Rabbeim, he inherited and he had them. I'd like to speak, just say two things about him. The first thing I would like to say is about his midas, and for that, I would like to read something from the Chazon Ish in his Sefer Emunah and Bitochon, which describes the midas of a Ben Aliyah, the midas of a Ben Toyo. It's in the Emunah and Bitochon, Perak Aleph, Ois Yud Aleph. Allow me to read it. The Chazon Ish writes, Yesh Ish Mesav Lehetiv Lizilosov. So there are some people who have a taiva. They have a taiva, not for something bad, but they have a taiva to do good to others. He pokes him re'ehu when he meets a friend of his, who loy lechel v'slave, it excites him. He's happy to meet somebody. Mekabla b'seim panim yofus. He accepts everybody with a seim panim yofus, with a warm and a cordial smile. Choreid, he's afraid. Ulay lekol alamator, maybe he didn't get quote unquote the bullseye. He wasn't exactly correct to act according to the ruach of his friend. Maybe he said something that wasn't proper, and that bothers him. Ki ein keiv leiv etzlo ki keiv shel pigia bechovet chaver. The worst thing that he can do is to have the feeling that he was pogeying somebody. He didn't make he made somebody feel ill at ease. He was pogeying somebody's covered. Or maybe he didn't do enough for his friend. He could have done more for him. And this kind person himself, he never gets insulted. One can't be pogeying him. Kilibu hamole avo techas al kol pshoim, al kol pshoim techas avo. He has a heart full of avo. It covers over. It covers up on any pesha that someone could do to him. Vumuchan meroish, and he's prepared in advance. The kabel be'avo nemona, to accept with avo, with pure avo. Sometimes his friend can insult him, can speak harshly to him, but he'll never get insulted. V'yodah, because he knows she'ein rev b'nei yodah matzila midas. Not everybody is not every nobody has not everybody has such refined midas, and not everybody can speak the way he does. U'mavshalat for them, and he can't demand anything more from them. And at the same time, when he's prepared to bear the insults and the harsh words of the other person, he doesn't look at him in a bad light. Because this type of a person can use the same two traits that are the two sides of the same coin. On the one hand, to give the benefit of the doubt and be warm to his friends, and on the other hand, not to be insulted, and he takes everything that his friends gives to him, and he's completely he's good with it. One might think that if a person has these midas, that he is kind and warm and cordial to everyone, and he's ready to accept harsh words from the other one. One might think that it's hard for him to gather up his strength to act that way. Yekaha nefesh, this dear soul, it doesn't take, it's not hard for him. It's not hard for him to act like this. He doesn't have to muster up his strength in order to act that way. Because his nefesh is melutashes. He has an neshama that's cleaned and it was polished. He has a polished neshama. Sha'ina makalabelas, his neshama doesn't receive any blemishes. He's always in a good mood, always positive, and always sees everything in a good light. Rabbi Avraham was somebody who was certain like that. And it's not only that his good midas, his good midas that he yashin from his father and that he yashin from his mother, the gedolei olam in chesed, gedolei olam in feeling the simcha and the pain of others, and he yashin everything of it, and he instilled it in his chaverim, in his children, in his talmidim, in the yeshiva. He was for everyone a symbol, a sign of gutzkeit. But it's not enough. Sometimes somebody has the good midas and he has the warm personality, but sometimes it's missing the seichel hayosha. Combining his midas with his seichel hayosha, and his seichel hayosha was not only in learning. Rabbi Malan is known to have said that if someone is a bigger Baal HaVoneh than someone else, it doesn't only mean that he's a bigger Talmid Chacham. His whole Yiddishkeit is different. His whole Yiddishkeit is taken to a different level. If a person is sensitive to the feeling of others, the straighter his seichel, the easier it is for him to understand who he's dealing with, to pick up nuances, to pick up fine points, to know when he's being pogay on someone else. When to act this way and when to act that way. And this Seichel HaYashar is not only in Beit Yom L'Chaveiro, it was in his learning, it was in instilling his Talmidim. His Talmidim were not only Talmidim to learn how to read a Blat Gemara, his Talmidim were Talmidim to become Bnei Ali, to become Bnei Torah, to use the Seichel HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Elokim Baruch Adam Yashar. And not to, and to keep away from all the Cheshbonos HaRabim. He was one who stayed away from the Cheshbonos HaRabim. And he kept his seichel intact in Yosher K'mo She'asah Elokim. It was in his way of Kiyum HaMitzvos, his Simchin Kiyum HaMitzvos, his Simchin in all aspects of Avodah. He was truly a crown jewel in the Keser of Mir Yeshiva. And it has a shaychus with the 9 days, with the Chumash Hamikdash, when Klal Yisrael has to work on being misakin the averes that brought to the Chumash Hamikdash, to be misakin in Bein Olam L'Chaveiro, in Ahavas Chinam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give that we should understand, we should know what we lost, and use what he left over. these fine midas to be to excel in the Bein Adam LeChaverah, in Bein Adam LeMakom, in our Eretz Hashem in general. We should be zeicher to build Beis Hamikdash. Meher v'yameinu amen. I'd like to add Chazal, the Medrash in Parshas Vayakev. The Medrash says on the Pasuk, Toiv Hashem Yishem and Toiv, V'yom HaMamas Meir V'Voldoi. Shlomo HaMelech says, Toiv Hashem Yishem and Toiv, and Yom HaMavis is better than Yom HaVoldoi. And to explain the Pasuk, the Medrash brings a Moshel from Rav Levi. The Moshel is a famous Moshel. A man was standing at the port, and he sees ships coming and going. And he noticed that people are happy and they're congratulating when a ship goes out to sea. And when they come in, when the ships come in from these long voyages, there wasn't such simcha. And the Medrash says, Hayah Shom Pikeach Echad, Ve'omar, the Pikeach said, Chiluv Dvar Mani Royakan. I see things are, people are acting just the opposite from what should be expected. When a ship goes out to sea, it's hard to know if the ship is seaworthy, if it could stand, if it has enough strength to stand in the high seas. You don't know whether he'll enter into waters which are dangerous, whirlpools that sometimes the water will schlep a ship under. Don't know the winds that'll be. If a ship goes out to sea, nobody could really know how he's going to fare, if he's going to come back. The nature of people is to be from the anticipation and the tzipiyot that they have. He's going to succeed. This little baby is born, and everybody's happy. The baby has a life in front of him, and he'll succeed. But who knows? Who knows if he has the stamina to withstand the world he's going to meet, the world he's going to live in, if he's going to be able to withstand all the pressures of the ruchos of the times and the sphere that he grows up in. It's hard to know if he'll really be matzliach. But when he comes into the, when the tzaddik is nesaf alamov, and we see that he completed his life, he completed his mission, that's when it's time to be mesameach. Rabbi Avram was the pikeach echad, who was able to say chiluv dvar mani reikan. People are thinking and talking illogically, and he would show with his seichel yosher. He would be miyais to people. The people that would always come to him for eitzes, and he had the seichel yosher to see things in the right light, to know what to be mekarv, what to be merachik, how to do things. He was the pikeach echad who everybody had to elus from. Now, Kosh Baruch Hu should help us. We should go, we should know that all of it comes from one Shoyrish. Elohim, Boaz, Odom, Yosef, Ahim, Bikshu, Chonish, Cheshbon, Yisrabim. If a person is calm with himself, he doesn't need any outward forces to give him his inward satisfaction. He's able to look at the world, the way the universe created it, and to give Eitzah to the Toshia. We should all be Zoyche to continue in the Derech Hashem, to be Oyla, we should Zoyche to be Mekal, Pnei Mashiach, Tzidkenu, B'mehev, B'mein, Amen.